I've lived on my block for 15 plus, nearly 20 years. In that time, I never seen anyone blom, murk out one of their peers. But in that same amount of time, I seen the police murder more than a few who were unarmed at that. They were trying to cooperate, in fact. You see, I'm much more afraid of a police's taser or anger or banger than I am of my neighbor. My current block watch never stop. Cops killing civilians. That's become like a sport. Down the street, they murdered a man standing on his own front porch. But my street has these new neighbors trying to change the original neighbor's behaviors. They are saltines and mayonnaise, uncomfortable with flavors. What's the real goals and mission of the Hilltop Action Coalition? Gentrification is colonization. The folks you're trying to push out have been here since their great-grandparents' generation. New neighbors meet under the banner of crime prevention, but they deep down selfish xenophobes only concerned with their own children. Do their liberal hearts bleed when they put up signs in their front yard that read, "No crime on this street"? Well, that level of understanding is incomplete. That level of understanding lies in them understanding lies. Fail to realize some residents and neighborhoods have been demonized. They don't even want to live next to a halfway house because they claim that their child's safety is paramount. But I never hear them complaining about the brothel down the street where those other young women are forced to massage feet. Oh, it's cool because white guys go there a lot and they're quiet, their cars don't blare loud hip hop, so they don't seem to have a problem with that bullshit on their block. They'd rather sit at home, wring their hands, and worry about sex offenders than give that homeless family in the alley a blanket for the winter. So the city begins to displace, change the neighborhood's face, local institutions displaced, no more African marketplace, Ndugu Henderson and Know Thyself now replaced by a place where you can fix bicycles yourself. Now Mr. Henderson paid $600 a month in rent, but then when the city bought up the whole block, rent got upped a bit. Now all of a sudden it's $2,500 a month just to be a tenant. So Mr. Henderson had to pack up and get moving, but then the owner of that building charged Spaceworks just $1 a month to move in. Was it economic displacement? We see what you're doing. We see through the illusion. You pushed mostly black businesses out, and you put new white ones inside, and you called it Spaceworks. It was a disguise, and the Spaceworks businesses thrive. Why? Because they highly government subsidized. I think back to my old neighborhood and I miss it. Wish my new neighbors would stop trying to make it the Proctor District. The same neighbors that the neighborhood watch barking and alarming are the same neighbors that never spent 1 minute in the community garden. So to all my new hipster neighbors, y'all are welcome to move in, but understand you are economic redistribution, not part of the solution. They take from the poor. That's how we get the rich. Understand we still benefit off this privilege. You can't 253 heart shit all over the city and claim you love the gritty. You can't 253 heart shit safety into my community. Y'all are bougie to me. So I ask you for your insight. What is your neighborhood like?